don't hear a fiddle or a steel guitar. The hillbilly singing about a honky-tonk bar. The bass ain't banging and the vocals are rough. Brother, it ain't country enough. If it don't tug at your heartstrings and tear at your soul, get you up and dancing, going out of control.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation today. In our next segment, we hear from Dr. Neil Bernard, dietitian, author, activist, and professional speaker. The segment of Coffee and Capitalism is brought to you by Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Eric Hatch or to contact the Eric Hatch team, give them a call at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Now, here's a couple things about Hatch Realty I'd like you to know. Hatch Realty was voted the number one real estate team in North Dakota by the Wall Street Journal. Eric Hatch was endorsed by Barbara Corcoran, the real estate guru from the hit show on ABC called Shark Tank. And Eric Hatch likes talking real estate so much, he's the host of Real Estate Radio. So give him a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. And now back to our Coffee and Capitalism feature with interview, Dr. Neil Bernard.
Producing your stuff, and brother, you ain't country enough.
The George Washington University, and if you care, I'm a fellow of the American College of Cardiology, so a bunch of different things.
So you have some very good credentials.
Hopefully.
My favorite credential for you is you were one of the doctors in Super Size Me. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Are you still receiving anybody who sees you on the street for that or anything? Or is that 15 minutes of fame long gone?
I'm kind of an idiot, I got to tell you. I did not take that movie seriously. When Morgan Spurlock came to my office, it was him and one other guy and a tiny little camera. And he wanted to tackle McDonald's. And I thought, McDonald's isn't the whole problem here. But we shot some footage, and did he turn that movie into something or what? It was really just amazing.
He really turned it into quite a brand.
He did. He did, and it just, I think it opened a lot of people's eyes that fast food isn't just fun stuff with no risks.
And you've actually been quite a proponent against McDonald's for decades, is that fair to say, or a decade?
Couldn't happen to a nicer organization.
I just read where they're in their final days of their brand right now. I just read that because their new McDonald's breakfast menu, the whole health craze that's going on, and we're going to get into that, but didn't you do a Super Bowl ad against McDonald's or something controversial?
We did. We did actually a few. One that didn't get quite as much notice, it was EKG. It was the TV turns on, black screen. Mm-hmm. EKG comes up with this blip going blip 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 blip, and it gradually morphs into the McDonald's arches.
Okay, that's what it was.
McDonald's arches, and then it goes flat line, and the guy dies. You know, and all the while that this is happening, you hear this guy ordering his food, and then he collapses. The one that got a lot more attention was there's a scene in a hospital. And here's the doctor is consoling the poor widow who is crying, you know, hopelessly. And there right in front of him is the dead body. And as the camera pans around him, you can see in his right hand is a half-eaten burger. And then when the camera gets to his feet and you see these bare feet right in front of you, the McDonald's arches trace over his feet. And it says, McDonald's, I was loving it. And the director just did such a beautiful job with it. It's had just millions of views. And everyone would say to us, you know, aren't you afraid of getting sued and whatever? That wasn't the point.
Right.
The point was to say, this is not healthy. And it was very effective.
That was the one with the toe tag?
That was the one with the toe tag.
I remember the viral part, and the toe tag was the part that really kind of caught on.
And actually, even way, way, way before that, there was long before many people were born, there was a lawsuit in London called the McLibel suit. There were a bunch of activists, Greenpeace activists, who were leafleting about McDonald's, saying this is unhealthy and it's anti-environmental and all this stuff. McDonald's sued them, and everybody settled and said, "Okay, we can't afford to be, we can't fight McDonald's except for two." And there were two who said, "Tell you, we're going to fight." And the case went on longer than any litigation in England's history. And they asked me to come out and just talk about the health aspect of it. So that was the McLibel suit. So anyway, the point being, there has been a long conflict but with McDonald's. And McDonald's is in a tailspin. There's no question about it. But they're not the only problem. There's a lot of problems out there. That's the bad news. The good news is there's more than ever resources to get people on the right track. It's amazing. Books and movies and websites and cookbooks and role models in the form of actors and celebrities and former presidents and people like that. So
and Bob Barker.
And Bob Barker. He's a lot of people.
Talk to me about your GEICO program you have going on. Yeah. I mean, talk about, that's a great transition into dietary changes. Isn't that what you're attempting to do with the GEICO cafeteria insurance program?
Yeah. GEICO is, as fate would have it, their national headquarters is about 3 blocks from my office in Washington, D.C. And I got, years ago, 2006, 2007, I was talking with their health director. She said to me, I've got 2,500 employees in this building. We're, you know, where anytime anybody needs a bypass surgery, angioplasty, anybody's on medicines for their blood pressure, their diabetes, and their cholesterol, and all this stuff, that's money down the drain for us. We need a vegan program here. So I said, let's do it. Let's do it as a test. And so we picked, the first test was two different GEICO facilities, one in the Washington area, the other was in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And in the Virginia facility, they got no program, but in the one in the D.C. area, they had two things, real easy. Vegan food in the cafeteria, and a once-a-week support group, cooking class, whatever you call it. And any employee who wanted to do it could come in. And they did, and just what you experienced is what they experienced. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
But people who were overweight, they lost weight easily. If they had diabetes, their numbers got better. So that was very successful. So then we decided to expand, and we went to 10 different cities at the GEICO plant in Macon, Georgia, and Buffalo, New York, and San Diego, and Tucson, and everywhere else. And exactly the same thing happened. And by now, it's getting to be a no-brainer. That A, it's easy. B, it's it beats the heck out of standing in line with a prescription.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Neil Bernard, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And that segment of Building the Bakken was brought to you by Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on the Eric Hatch team, give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty. My name is Jason Spies, and you're listening to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, where we always keep the conversation brewing.
Told me about a long, long road I'd have to walk down. There'd be no one to take my place, no one to wear this crown. She told me about the strength that I'd need and where it could be found. And now I'm reminded, for in the pages she wrote down, treat everybody right, the way you'd want to be, and never fall too far away, and never be away too long. Never go alone. But if you find yourself out there, just remember that you can always come home.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Is there anything I won't do for money? I think it's pretty obvious not. I'm shameless. I don't care. You want me to paint your cat's front claws? I'll do it. If the price is right. One time, I mowed my neighbor's 5-acre lawn with a weed whacker for $3, and I earned it. You ever get stung by bees while cleaning the gutters? Have a Rottweiler do his business on you during a walk? One time, I was paid $400 to hit a realtor in the face with a pie. I'd like to get more pie work.
Kids and capitalism.
Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies, and I am a multimedia journalist and talk show host. Some have called me the shale play prophet, while others have called me the curator of capitalism. But honestly, I'm just a father running his son's company. That's right, Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism are family businesses tied to the Bakken oil fields. And while my 9-year-old son Otis is getting his education and working part-time for Kids and Capitalism, I'm keeping our company running. Because in 15 or 20 years, when my son is ready, the Bakken will still be a world-class oil play. Crude oil will still be drilled, and our family business will become a second-generation business. From oil companies to trucking companies, to the restaurateur to the hotel operator. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. My name is Jason Spies, and on behalf of Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism, I would like to thank everyone involved in this Bakken shale play for giving my family an opportunity of a lifetime. Actually, an opportunity of 3 or 4 lifetimes. So am I running my grandson's company, or is it my great-grandson's company?